This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
We welcome into the studio our guy, B. Scott from Hiram Clark. You'll hear the intro here shortly. And it's been so hard to move off the question today. It's one of those that is taking us back. Lopez, you asked if the babies are still playing dodgeball.
Yeah.
We have kind of conflicting answers from the 631. They said their wife is a teacher and dodgeball is no longer allowed to be played in school.
Yeah, that's what
However,
I was wondering about.
From the 281, they say yes, they still play dodgeball, but there's a new type of dodgeball that's meant to not hurt the kids. I think that's the little Nerf. Yeah. Dodgeball.
Come on, man.
I'm a good source for this.
Yeah, you got babies too.
I got a 9-year-old or 8-year-old, which, as y'all know, if y'all play dodgeball, that's our dodgeball prime.
That's prime.
That's heyday dodgeball.
Although I was playing high level dodgeball in college. I'm gonna be completely honest.
but it starts. I mean, I guess it does start. That's the foundation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And no, my kids, they play what you just described, Reggie, the Nerf ball, kind of softer dodgeball version of it. Like, it's not the intense, you know, like back then, I felt like everybody who either played dodgeball or kickball was another one.
Mm-hmm. Kickball, yep.
I felt like all of us felt like we were good.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't tell us that we weren't good until we got out in that particular game. Like, everyone felt like they had a chance.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. It's just like, it's not,
soft,
that, much, it's not that much of a thing. It's
the kids these days.
Yeah. Shout out to the 832 said in the Marine Corps, which is always a great start, played combat soccer, which was soccer without fouls.
Yeah, I'm scared of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to play combat anything with the Marine Corps.
And I know y'all playing in boots, too. I know that was wild. He said he was an actual soccer player and had his lungs collapse twice during one game. All right. Yeah, 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 yeah. I feel like twice during one game is your fault.
That's a sign.
One collapsed lung is enough. That is.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I seen that in street ball.
Oh,
have you ever
God.
Played street ball?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's
man.
Familiar.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that y'all's generation is doing the back in my day stuff. Because it's not, you know, it's like now y'all know what a, well, back in our day, we weren't soft like this. We played real games.
See, but this is the thing. I'm not doing the back in my day lovingly. I'm doing the back in my day.
Oh, we were
hell,
stupid.
What the hell were we
no,
doing?
We were stupid.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely right. with my thumps thing out there. Like, we out there hitting each other's hands and, like, you know, making, like, basically, like you said in the last segment, Reggie, hurting each other.
That's right.
That was an emphasis for us, was to inflict pain upon one another.
That was the whole idea.
Couldn't get enough of it.
why are we like this?
Yes.
All right, let's go around the NFL now, where the football is, in a way, that children's game, carrying forward and inflicting pain and hopefully scoring touchdowns. But around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to selling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. Quickassist. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right.
I'm excited for this. I am excited for this edition of Around the NFL, man. Especially hearing what came from from your former colleagues,
yeah.
man.
Okay,
from your folks.
Let's start there, where apparently Jerry Jones is, as the youths say, crashing out. Jerry Jones joined 105 Through the Fan, our sister station up in Dallas, and with the morning show, which, I mean, he does this weekly.
Yes.
With this particular show, and then he does another hit on Fridays with another show on the station.
On top of the fact that he does his media scrums after the game.
Yes.
Yes.
Like that, like all of that on top of each other.
Yeah, he does more availability than D'Amico Ryans does. He is that available to the media, and so he is very comfortable with these things, except not in this particular instance, where He crashed out in a big way. In fact, I don't know if we'll get to the audio later, but I just kind of want to like highlight some of the things that were happening within this, where it seemed like he threatened the hosts of said to the morning show, "This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go all over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions."
That ain't seem like.
I'm not kidding.
That is not seem like. That is, I'll get somebody else, cowboy. That's what he's saying.
And all of this is after they got absolutely eviscerated by the Detroit Lions. And it wasn't just that the Lions were beating them. In fact, Jerry Jones said this himself as well, and you mentioned that media scrum after, is that he kind of disliked more than the fact that they lost, that it seemed like they were getting their jollies off of this. Like, mm-hmm. they were out here running trick plays, the Lions were, to the tune of, what was it, 47-9?
Yeah, 47-9 was
running trick
score.
Plays, running the score up, throwing the ball to the linemen so that they could get scores. Like,
which was a joke, like tongue-in-cheek in and of itself, because mm-hmm. they got penalized for not having the guy report as eligible last year or something to that effect.
Yeah, and that ultimately led to the Cowboys getting a victory
same
over
player.
The Lions last
right.
year.
Right, yeah. So they were trolling.
Correct. That is the word, trolling.
Yes, they were trolling on top of the fact that they were balling and trolling, right? Like, they were balling just in and of itself, and then trolling on top of that. So y'all tell me what you think about this. I cannot stand when someone who does not do your job tells you what your job is or is not. And I get that Jerry Jones is omnipresent, and he's Jerry Jones and powerful and all of that. I understand. But like, I just
wait, which direction are you going on this? Are you going
know what my job is? You don't tell me what my job is unless you do my job.
Jerry Jones. Okay, so you're going Jerry to the radio host, cuz I think some people could go, you know, radio host to Jerry Jones, basically like criticizing him for his decisions and moves.
But he didn't. No, I agree with you, B. Scott, because the radio host didn't say, "Let me tell you how to do your job." They were asking questions about, "Do you think this? Do you think that?" Which is their job.
Okay.
You know?
The radio person's job is to, I would say, not even just radio, I would say media's job is to be critical,
mm-hmm.
right? Is to think about things critically. That's one of the reasons why you go to college,
mm-hmm.
and they'll tell you that in pretty much any media place that you work, that you are there to critique, to enlighten, and in our cases, to entertain as well. But, like, to me, asking questions is not the same as telling somebody how outright definitively saying, "This is not your job."
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell me what you do your job. And honestly, Jerry, if we're being honest about it, it is not clear that you know how to do your own job, whatever that may be. I understand he's successful in all of that, but like,
depending on what you define success as.
Exactly. Yeah. So master your own craft before you be telling me how to do my job.
But I think that's exactly where this comes from. This is what I like to call lashing out, right? When you feel insecure, when you feel like you have been touched in a particular way, a nerve, then you lash out and you redirect and those types of things. And I think that's what's happening here. One of the things I was talking to you about, mm-hmm. Lopez, was it last week or earlier this week, is when it comes to rich folks, there's not very many ways you can touch them, right? We talk about this a lot with team owners. Like, well, you're going to have to sell the team, so they're going to have to make an ungodly profit of money, right? Like, that's not actually hurting them in a big way.
Yeah.
The way that you can maybe get to them a little bit is embarrassing them, because
mm-hmm.
that is something that they do not have to undertake and abide by very often. And this is where he is right now. I think he is embarrassed, and that is the way that he is now lashing out and acting, because of that embarrassment.
Yeah, I think embarrassment is the word, because what's really odd about it is the way you opened this, talking about how much media and how much press that Jerry Jones does.
Correct.
And if we're being honest about it, like, the Cowboys have been similarly situated for years now. Like, a team that is often talented and just as often disappointing. So Jerry Jones has been answering these same types of questions. This isn't the first time that it's gotten testy with them.
No.
This is probably the most awkward that it's been. But in other words, Jerry Jones should be used to this type of critique.
Exactly.
To this type of criticism, this type of scrutiny. So it's odd that it would hit the fan in this way. But I think it is one of those situations where you just kind of get tired of it eventually. You get tired of your own mess that you created.
I think a part of it also is he's lashing out, as you talked about, but he's kind of like lashing out in the wrong direction. Like, I'm gonna tell you that I can get someone else to ask these questions, even though that has nothing to do with anything that is their problem.
Speaking of,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not getting anyone else. He is assured that he is not going to make any changes on his coaching staff this season.
Oh, know what? I wish Sean or RJ, whoever it was he was talking to.
It was Sean and RJ.
I wish that those guys would have been like, well, you can get somebody to replace us. It's too bad we can't get anybody to replace your ass. You know, like, yeah, you got
that
power.
That goes from annoying him to poking the bear.
And look, I'm not encouraging that they mess up the money, but the point would have remained the same. The point would have been well taken, I think, or would have been valid. Like, oh, replace us? What about if we replaced you?
Yeah.
Which obviously we can't. But if there's anybody, like right now, I'll tell you this, and this is not just because they're our sister station, Sean and RJ better at their job than Jerry Jones is at his.
I think that is a fair
I'll tell you that. Yeah. They're better radio host over there at 105.3 The Fan than Jerry Jones is.
As a general manager in particular.
Why is he so eager to replace a radio host but not his head coach?
Ooh.
That's the question.
Well, he's lame duck anyway. I think he's just kicking that can down the road.
He hasn't said anything close to that about Mike McCarthy.
No, well, not publicly.
He's even going the other way. Yeah. He's going the opposite direction. Yeah. Was it this game or maybe the game before? I think it was this game. It was like, man, I didn't even think about it. It might have been the media scrum on Sunday. I mean, I didn't even think about making a change despite the fact that they were down by close to 40 points. Like, my God. What an embarrassment.
Yeah. Some other things happening around the NFL. We mentioned this earlier. Davante Adams is being traded to the New York Jets. The Raiders receive a conditional third-round pick that could become a second. The Jets take on the money, and they get a dude who has a very unique relationship with Aaron Rodgers and easily Aaron Rodgers' best target that he's had in his career. You think that this fixes the Jets, B. Scott?
No. No, absolutely not. Now, finally, the Jets are interesting. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. All of the Jets conversation that people have on NFL shows, our shows, everything, I'm bored by it. I've been bored by it. Like, it just does not interest me. Aaron Rodgers, to me, and last night I know he had some moments, but especially that Hail Mary, you know, and that's a thing that he does. But Aaron Rodgers, for the most part, washed to me. That whole Jets experience, overplayed. Like, they have not been interesting to me since Hard Knocks last year. Mm-hmm. Like, ever since then, it's just been a boring story. I think this makes them a better football team. But, like, it was my takeaway watching them last night against the Bills. I'm like, man, I think I vastly overrated that division between the Bills.
Oh, the division, Jets, yeah, for sure.
The Bills, the Jets, and even the Miami Dolphins. Like, no team over there scares me or makes me think that they're, you know, going to threaten the Chiefs or the Baltimore Ravens or even the Texans for that matter, which we can get into later. But like, it's just not happening to me over there. They don't have enough competent leadership to make things happen over there with the Jets. And it's been that way for a long time. But I will say they are at least more interesting. And Halloween night or Halloween game.
That's what I was going to say. They may not be,
got a lot more interesting for sure.
They may not be scary, but they're scarier when it comes to the Texans.
Yeah, especially with the I posited it that way because of the particular issues that you have secondary wise, and where will Kamari Lassiter be at that point?
Could they win that game? Listen, we Lopez, you were there last year.
Yeah,
they beat the Texans with Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
all right. So yeah, like no, I'm not ruling them out of being able to.
And it's a short week, and you're on the road.
No, yeah, they could beat the Texans. Yeah. They absolutely could beat the Texans. I'm not going to rule anybody out in that sense. I'm just looking at it from more of a bigger picture. I don't see this being the catalyst that fixes things for the Jets or heals all wounds. I think that they are a divine. Now, I do think it perfectly places Garrett Wilson into a number two role because he is a top receiver.
Yeah.
But you made Garrett Wilson your number two receiver, and now I think you are
scarier.
Cooking. I think you're scarier, and you are cooking with grease. I'll give you that much. But just overall as an operation, I don't I don't trust it. I don't believe in it. Could they beat the Texans on Halloween? Sure. Are they really headed somewhere? I don't think so.
All right. So within that kind of Jets sphere, but kind of outside of it in some ways, it's Hassan Reddick. He was traded from the Eagles to the Jets. I know you forgot him. I seen it in your eyes. Forgot that he existed. But
just made me remember. That's right.
That's right.
He does exist.
He does exist, and he might exist in football once more as the Jets have given him and his new agent, his new representative, Drew Rosenhaus, the go-ahead to search for a trade. So after being traded this offseason to the Jets and not playing a single down and accruing, I think, something like $5 million in fines that cannot be waived, he will now be looking for another place to play. And before I even throw this up to you, don't forget the Lions just lost a defensive player of the year type candidate for maybe the season, although they are standing on the idea that he might be able to return. Is that the pairing that ultimately happens, which is Hassan Reddick to the Lions?
Ooh, I actually had not even considered Hassan Reddick to the Lions. I am fascinated by it. And I think that is something, like, if they're able to pull that off, like, watch out. Because the Lions, I think they're going to be fine even without Aiden Hutchinson.
Really?
So, I think they'll be fine.
Okay.
Like, it just in terms of competing, like, being one of the players in the NFC, like, the Lions, my view of them, opposite of the Jets. Pretty much got most of everything going for them right now.
Down to the culture, in fact.
Yeah, for sure. But speaking of culture, I'm glad you brought Hassan Reddick up, because this is a perfect example of why to not believe in the Jets. Like, it's not, you know, the Robert Saleh stuff. It's not even just the Aaron Rodgers stuff. It's not what's the impact of the Devontae Adams trade. Peel the layer back just a little bit and remember that this is the team that traded for a guy that was in a contract dispute but did not settle anything.
Didn't have it set up.
Did not have a plan contractually to do anything with this guy. And now we're going to lose him, despite having traded for him, or basically not going to have his services at all. So, like, to me, that is a window into the dysfunction, the incompetence, the issues that are the New York Jets. The organizational issues that are the New York Jets right now.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
Some other things real quickly before we go. Ricky Pearsall, who is the wide receiver for the Niners. Unfortunately, he was shot in the chest. Obviously, no fault of his own. Just kind of happenstance in some ways.
Broad daylight.
Yeah.
Wild thing that Ricky Pearsall situation. 44 days after he was shot in the chest, he returned to practice yesterday. Man. So he was very fortunate in the location of the shot that it did not do major damage. And so he is back. He's back to football activities. And so he's opened his 21-day practice window as he comes back from the reserve non-football injury list.
Yeah, I don't mean to trivialize, but when you're gone, it's kind of this out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely. Thing. Players have talked about that, how they just feel disconnected from the team.
Yeah. And so they feel disconnected for the team. From a fan standpoint, you stop thinking about a player as much. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, this is a first-round pick. And a surprise first round pick for many people. Now, he balled out at Florida. This guy is somebody that could really contribute to an already loaded San Francisco 49ers roster. You know, all prayers go out to him and like just the human side of the recovery part. Glad to see that he looks like he's going to be fine, going to be okay, going to be able to resume his career. Really just start.
Just get back.
Really even start. He's a rookie. And, you know, and this happened before the season could even really get going. So great for him. I am intrigued to see what kind of element this adds to a 49ers team that is loaded but has also dealt with a lot of injuries this
year. That's right. Real quick, and as we're going, Jim Harbaugh, we mentioned that he had had some heart issues, some arrhythmia that caused issues before the Chargers Broncos game this weekend. He is confident, he says, that his heart condition is under control. He will be wearing a heart monitor.
That scares me.
That's a sign, man.
I'm just gonna tell you, man.
I told him off air.
That scares the hell out of me.
I told Reggie off air, that's a sign, man. You got to start thinking about things differently.
I mean, that is vital organs we're talking about here. Your heart.
The most vital organ, in fact.
Yeah. Goes without saying.
Maybe outside of the brain. All right. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We got B. Scott for the whole hour, and let's make the most of it. Coming up next, we get into B. Scott's thoughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.